It's not just individuals and businesses that are feeling strained due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The lockdown and economic downturn has also been difficulty on municipalities in this province. VOCM's Kerry Hodder spoke with the president of Municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador, Sheila Fitzgerald, and the MNL CEO, Craig Pollitt, about some of the concerns that have been exposed due to COVID-19.
Broadband has been definitely a deterrent in some ways. It's certainly been a huge challenge to maintaining the way that we do business, certainly in the beginning, because running a meeting virtually obviously is different than doing it in person. But then, depending on where you are in this province, you have poor access or you have half decent access. Well, unfortunately for us up here on Northern Peninsula, our access is tremendously slow and with lots of disruptions. We've held council meetings whereby it got so bad, we said, we're just going to have to stop the meeting and wait till later because the broadband was so bad. In my day-to-day job as a government worker, I know that when I was having to work from home and I had my laptop home, I could be booted off the internet. It could be as high as, you know, a dozen times a day. So it took, you know, 12 hours to do the work that you would normally get done in a seven-hour day, for example. So while we've had many challenges, one thing I know about municipal leaders, they work tirelessly to get the job done. We have worked through it and continue to work with internet services, as good and as bad as they are, but we are getting business done, which is most important at the end of the day.
When you think about, you know, we're bracing for the second wave and we're expecting it to come sometime in the fall, maybe, hopefully it won't. Keep your fingers crossed for that. But when it comes to broadband and internet service, I mean, even in the smallest of communities, now the COVID-19 has really highlighted the need for those services all over Newfoundland and Labrador, especially if we're talking about remote online learning for kids. Craig, what do you say to that?
Oh, it's an essential service now, right? And the federal government has stepped up with some funding. They have a universal broadband fund that fast-tracked. So there's going to be more money available to expand broadband, especially into rural communities, and especially to do some of that last mile stuff that we talk about a lot, where, you know, you might be able to bring high-speed internet to a region, but then does it really get to every house or every community? And what they're saying is that this broadband fund will do exactly that. And it's going to make sure that the high-speed internet you're getting is not just on paper, because it's one thing for a provider to say we can provide up to, you know, 50 megabytes or 150 megabytes download, whatever. But really, that rarely happens. So what the federal government is saying is, no, we need to make sure that what's promised is actually delivered. And there's some infrastructure funding coming just to municipalities or through municipalities that should be able to be used for broadband as well. So there's attention being focused on it. I guess the question is going to be, how quickly can we do that build? And, you know, will it fulfill the promise of actual high-speed internet? Because that's going to be key. I don't think we're going backwards on any of this. I don't think the number of Zoom calls or whatever software you're using is going to go down in the near future. And certainly more and more municipalities, more and more businesses are just doing business in general online. So their websites, their electronic funds transmissions, all that kind of stuff. We are becoming an online backbone for most of business and government. And broadband is a big, big part of that.
That was VOCM's Kerry Hodder speaking with President of Municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador, Sheila Fitzgerald, and the Municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador CEO, Craig Pollitt, about some of the concerns that have been exposed due to COVID-19. Meanwhile, Pollitt, he also says now is the time for regionalization.
Well, if there's one thing COVID-19 did for us, it sort of pulled back the veneer that was hiding from some people what was actually happening in the municipal sector, or the structure of the municipal sector, in for good and for bad, right? So all these big challenges that we knew were big challenges that we've been talking about for a long time suddenly became right in everybody's face. So drinking water, wastewater, that sort of thing. The other two that we've been talking about for quite a long time are municipal revenue. So we talked earlier quite a lot about property tax and the challenges with property tax, collecting it and having to defer taxes and all that kind of stuff. Well, the weakness of our financial system really has been exposed by COVID. The fact that we are so dependent on this one tax, It really means that towns are handcuffed in the way that they respond when a thing like a pandemic happens or when any crisis happens. If your property tax is cut, you're not just shifting the revenue burden to some other source because you really don't have any other source. That's it. And we've been saying that for quite a long time. We need to start looking at whether municipalities can get access to other revenue tools, income tax, sales tax. There's a whole list of them if you look across Canada and the U.S. and the world. The other thing that's pointed out for us, and this is something else M&L has been saying for a long time, is we need to get down to the business of regionalization. And we've talked about it. We've researched it. We've put ideas out there. The province held public consultations on it. And we were very happy recently that our President Sheila wrote Minister Bragg and said, we think it's time to get down to business. Enough research has been done. Enough talking has been done. Let's get together and put together a plan. And the province has agreed. So we've had our first meeting to talk about what a working group on regionalization might look like. But it's made it very, very clear, I think, to every municipality in this province, they don't exist in a bubble. Mm-hmm. They exist in a region. They're impacted by their neighbors. They're impacted by what happens in the economy of their neighboring municipalities. We really do need to start thinking regionally. And sometimes, you know, a crisis really shows you the way. And on both municipal revenue and on regionalization, I think that's the case.
That was Municipalities Newfoundland and Labrador CEO Craig Paulett speaking with VOCM's Carrie Hodder about how now is the time for regionalization.